8622.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are at Lake Street Garden Center in Salem, New Hampshire. We'll be here until 2 o'clock today, and we have sales representatives from Espoma. They make all natural fertilizers, and they use the mycorrhiza. Bonide, Lawn and Garden, they'll take care of your bugs and your disease problems. And Jonathan Green, and they'll help you with your grass and with grass seed to make a new lawn this fall. And I'll be here also till 2. So come on by, say hello. If you have an insect or a disease problems, put it in a baggie so that it doesn't affect anything that's down here. But come on down, say hello. We'd love to talk to you. Don, who's up first this hour?
First this hour, we have Joe from Cape Cod, who has a question about a plum tree.
Joe, hello. Good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Hi, Joe.
Good morning. Good morning, Paul. Am I on, Paul?
Yes, you are, Joe. Go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to give you a heads up on a thrive experience I had. I had a bunch of trees in a small nursery, and I transplanted one. Most of my transplants worked out just fine. This one here, it just didn't do anything. Everything died on it. So I got some thrive, and I said, but before I ripped it out and throw it away, let me try it. I'll tell you, it's thriving. It's unbelievable. And I guess it was the thrive. That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah. Thrive is the most incredible new product in the garden today. It's got the liquid mycorrhiza. I mean, there's a lot of companies that have mycorrhiza in their product now because of what it's doing to the plants. But the powder has to be put in the ground when you plant. The liquid can be applied to existing plants without disturbing the roots, and it's incredible. And like you said, it really does do a great job.
What I call about Paul, my son has a decorative a flowering plum tree.
Yes.
And the people that cut his lawn, it looked like it was in trouble. They suggested that he get an arborist. So I was up visiting, and I went over and took a look at it. And a couple of the main branches were too close together. They were rubbing each other. And there was some leaf damage. So I'm going up today, and should he wait, or can I do a little judicious pruning today? I was going to also use the a tree and shrub to help it out.
Okay. Well, I mean, anytime you've got a problem, pruning is going to help. So if you have a disease, a damaged, or a plant that's in trouble, and you can see that it's caused by one of the branches, take them off and get rid of that potential problem. If you've got a diseased branch, that's where insects are going to enter that plant first, because they know that that branch is not healthy. They can get in there without a lot of trouble, and then they can slowly kill it. So anytime you've got a problem with a branch, take it off. That way you're getting rid of the source of the problem. Now, tree and shrub, if you don't see any insect, it's not going to do any good. What I would rather that you do is get rid of all these branches that have a problem, and I would rather that you buy something like Plant Tone organic fertilizer and feed that plant. and that will give extra energy to the plant to fight off disease problems that it may have. It will encourage the plant to make some new growth. And I have some plums at my house. We planted a row of three of them in my perennial bed to divide up our yard, and they've really grown like crazy the last couple of years. So I think if you can feed them, if you can clean them up, you can do some pruning and shape them, they'll come right back for you. But tree and shrub is more for like caterpillar-type insects. A tree and shrub will not do caterpillars. It will take care of like woolly adelgid. It will take care of other type insects, but it will not work on caterpillars. And they are working on a product that will do a good job. It will take care of scale. It will take care of borers. It does not work on mites. Red spider mite, it just doesn't work on it. And they are finding more and more research that's working on different insects. But Bayer is a year or two away to have a systemic product that will take care of like gypsy moth and tent caterpillars. That's very good. Right now, if you've got caterpillar type insects, you can use liquid 8, like the number 8, 6, 7, 8, 9, number 8. Okay? And if you want to stay organic and you've got caterpillars, there's a product called Spinozad. And Spinozad is a disease, and it really does a great job on all types of caterpillar insects. The green tomato hornworms that's on the plant right now, Japanese beetles, works wonderful. Okay? 800-259-9231. Don, who's next?
This is Nancy from Plymouth, Massachusetts, who has a question about a white pine.
Nancy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you. Thank you, Paul. My question is, I have a white pine that's losing needles on the bottom branches. And is this would this be due to lack of water?
How old is this white pine, Nancy?
It's probably about 4 years old.
Okay. What I want you to do is this. I want you to take a sheet of white paper and go out and put the sheet of white paper underneath the branches of the white pine. Okay? Take your other hand, tap the branches of the white pine, and things will fall from the white pine onto the white paper. And you're going to see little insects, hopefully you'll see them, that is, if you took a ballpoint pen and you tapped your paper with it, it would make a little spot. These insects are that size, and you won't be able to see them on the plant. So by putting a sheet of white paper, tapping the branches on top of it, and then looking at it, and you'll see these things move. If you see those things move, then you know you've got an insect. And the best way to get rid of those right now is with something called all-season oil. And you can find that at most garden centers. You want to apply it first thing in the morning before the temperatures get really hot, and you spray the entire white pine with it. The oil, when it gets in contact with the insect, it will plug up all of their pores in their skin. You won't be able to breathe, and they'll all suffocate and die. And you repeat the application about 2 weeks later. But all seasoned oil made by Bonide Lawn and Garden. Thank you. And then feed it. That will help a great deal to rebuild the strength that these insects have been taking out of that plant. Dawn, who's up next?
This is David from Massachusetts, who has a question about a yucca plant.
David, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul. Enjoy your program.
Thank you.
I'm trying to get rid of yucca. My wife and I dug out a pretty large yucca and went down and to 2 or so feet to get at the roots. We were not able to get them all. Subsequently,
right,
after filling the hole up with dirt and everything like that, we've had lots of little sprouts, yucca sprouts, come up. And also, I'd like to know how to get rid of yucca in general.
Okay. That's not uncommon, David. I mean, I like yucca. I mean, it's a beautiful palm-type long foliage with this beautiful tall stem with white bells on the top of it. And if it was to stay in that clump form, it's not a problem. Sometimes when they get really strong, they'll send out underground runners. And all of a sudden they start popping out, not just in the garden, but in your lawn, all over the place. So what you need to do is get either clean up or Roundup. Now, Roundup is no longer patented. Cleanup is the new generic, and Cleanup is twice as strong as Roundup. They'll both do a great job. So if you've got Cleanup, apply it on the foliage right now, and then repeat it in about 10 days.
The problem with weeds, you kill one and a new one pops up, which is why you need Roundup Extended Control Weed and Grass Killer plus Weed Preventer. It does two jobs at once. One, kills the weeds you have down to the root. Two, prevents new weeds from growing for up to 4 months. That's right, one application and your weed killing is done for up to 4 months. Roundup Extended Control available in the easy-to-use pump-and-go sprayer with up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. The easier way to kill weeds and keep them away. Prepare to get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the Pump and Go Sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you.
Now the spring is here. Look at your lawn. Are there dead patches here and there? Don't panic. You do not have to reseed the whole lawn. Just use Ultra Lawn Patch from AM Turf. Just sprinkle it on the dead spots. Ultra Lawn Patch is a revolutionary, all-natural mulch filled with quality grass seed and a natural fertilizer in one package. The special mulch will hold the seed in place, keep the moisture there longer for faster germination. That's Ultra Lawn Patch by AM Turf. Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer from Fertilome. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertilome Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong because it's generic. Kills All.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's three-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling four-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. We're at Lake Street Garden Center. I'll be here until 2 o'clock, so come on by and say hello. We'd love to see you and take advantage of their summer specials. All trees and shrubs today and tomorrow, 30% off. Selected perennials, irises, astilbes, hostas, and a lot more, 40% off. And 20% off pots, benches, concrete statuaries, bird baths, and a lot more. And three companies are here with sales reps to answer questions about fertilizers, insects and disease control, and fertilizers and grass seed. And I'll be here till 2. We'd love to see you. Dawn, who's up next?
This is Evelyn from New Hampshire, who has a question about her vegetable garden.
Evelyn, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Love you. Love your show. My garden loves you.
Thank
Quick
you.
Quick question. Someone told me I should add my eggshells to my garden. Does that have any merit? And if so, how would I go about? I've got a container of eggshells. Do I throw them out, or how would I mix them in the soil?
All you need to do, the eggshells contain a lot of calcium. And what you would do is every time you break an egg, just wash out the cell, the shell itself, so that you don't get the egg white in it, and then it would get full of disease, you know. So wash them out good. Put them in your bucket. When the bucket's full, just crush them. Just take like a potato masher and just mash them all up to break them, and then just broadcast them in your garden. And you can just kind of cultivate it in, and the bacteria and the microbes in the ground will chew on those eggshells. They'll release the calcium. Your plants will use it. And the calcium in the soil will help to make the soil sweeter, less acidic. And for those of you that have tomatoes or squashes that develop a black spot on the bottom of the tomato, or on the end of your squash, that is a calcium deficiency caused by acid soil. So take all of your eggshells, crush them up, throw them in the garden, then just kind of cultivate it a little bit. The microbes will go to work, and you won't have the blossom end rot on your fruit. It makes a big difference, and it really will make your garden grow better quality produce from it. And it will also help flowers. So if you've got a perennial bed, if you have an annual bed, roses, throw the eggshells in there, recycle, reuse them, put them back into nature, and they'll do a fantastic job for you. It's a great day to garden. You know, put on your portable radio. Walk through your flower beds. Walk through your vegetable garden and look for things. And if you see that there's a bug that you're not familiar with or the leaf doesn't look like it should, come back to the house, call us, and we'll try and help you. The number is 800-259-9231. Or if you live near Salem, New Hampshire, come on by and see us or at Lake Street Gardens. I'll give you a phone number for you to call, and they'll give you directions. It's 603, area code, 893-5858. So it's area code 603-893-5858. I'll be here till 2, and we can answer an awful lot of questions in 4 hours. So come on by. We would really like to talk to you and help you. And if you've got problems, bring them with you. But please put them in a plastic bag so that we don't leave the bugs here. They don't need any. Okay? Again, 800-259-9231. This time of the year, if you're spending a lot of time on your deck, on your porch, on your patio, and you want to see some color on your property, there's some wonderful plants. Rose of Sharon can be grown as a hedge, as an individual plant, as a tree, and they have a hibiscus-shaped bloom, funnel shape, in blues, purples, white, pink. There's even some double varieties, and they'll bloom from now right up until frost. And instead of putting up a stockade fence, plant a row of Rose of Sharon. If you need a lot of them, come to Lake Street because all their shrubs are 30% off. And a lot more. Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pets, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's deer scram.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites, and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What started as an idea to provide power for a small hunting cabin has grown into a passion for creating an alternative energy source that's both affordable and reliable. At Wind Blue Power, our goal is to provide you with the best selection of parts and accessories to power your own ideas. Whether you're building a wind generator from scratch or you prefer a complete bolt-together kit, we've got you covered with fast worldwide shipping and impeccable customer service. Visit us at windbluepower.com. Think green, go blue, at Wind Blue Power.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
New Hampshire dent. Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. If you have a question, give Don a call. He'll get you set up and we'll work together to stop the problem that you have around your yard. If you're doing a lot of cookouts right now or sitting in a patio and you're getting a lot of mosquitoes, there's an all-natural, all-organic product called EcoSmart Mosquito and Tick Control. And it's all natural. It's different types of oils. There's peppermint oil, rosemary oil, peanut oil, the non-allergenic type. There's clove oil, thyme oil, sesame seed oil, and a few others. And the EcoSmart company worked with the State of Maine Center for Disease Control and with a lot of other products. And this EcoSmart turned out to be the most effective way to control mosquitoes and ticks in your yard. And you just spray it, and it will take care of the problem in a very, very quick time. Don, who's up next?
This is Lee from Cape Cod, who has a question about hydrangeas.
Lee from beautiful Cape Cod, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I just have two quick things, and one of them is when and how far back is it safe to cut down hydrangea bushes. I have two that are huge, and I you know, now they're bloomed like crazy, but they've gotten out of control. Now they're just all hanging down. But and the other question is, earlier you mentioned about gardens and animals looking for moisture and destroying the tomatoes and whatever else. But I was thinking, I have little bowls of water on the ground here and there, and for my chipmunks and whatever else wants to drink in the heat of the summer here and everything, and birds in the bird baths for the birds, so everything's got water. So my thing is, why not put, you know, water out for the chipmunks, and wouldn't they stay away from the tomatoes and the gardens and
exactly. I never even thought of that, Lee. That's a great idea.
Yeah,
Great idea. If you can give them a source of water, then they won't eat your particular plants. That's wonderful. Now, on your hydrangea that you're talking about, what color is it?
Blue. They're beautiful blues.
Okay. Now, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go to your hydrangea plant today, and you're going to notice that some of the branches of the hydrangea have flowers on them, and then there's a lot of new growth. The new growth that's coming in on your hydrangea are the branches that are going to make flowers next year. Now, because your old branches are really tall, it's forcing the new growth to grow taller than they would normally grow. So what I want you to do is this. I want you to cut back your non-blooming branches of blue hydrangea by one-third. So if they're 5 or 6 feet tall, take 18 to 24 inches. That will stop them from getting taller. It will make them thicker stemmed, and they'll make a scab where you made the cut, sealing off the branch. Next year, the shoots that develop from those buds will make flowers. The branches that are in bloom now, when they finish flowering and the flowers start to get this colored, instead of just cutting off the flower, cut that branch by one-third. And now you've lowered the plant without affecting the amount of blooms for next season. Okay? So when they get the branches that are flowering, when they get done blooming, cut them back by one-third, and that's usually in August. The ones that have no flowers on them, just a lot of new growth, cut them back by one-third now, because those are the branches that will make flowers for next season. Thank you, Lee, and we appreciate the phone call. Dawn, who's up next?
This is Paula from Massachusetts, who has a question about a Japanese holly.
Paula, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I was at the Cape last week and caught the show. It was wonderful.
Thank you.
I came back, though, after vacation to some disaster. And I had two evergreens, a rhodi, and a convex leaf Japanese holly, both beautiful, that I put in June and watered heavily, well, late May and then all June. And apparently the heat, our neighbors watered while I was away, but every leaf on the holly is brown, everything except for one. And the rhodi is about three-quarters brown. What do I do? Any way to save these?
Okay. Are these two plants, the rhododendron and the holly, are they in a garden or are they near a lawn?
They're near a lawn and at the foundation of the house.
Okay, so while you were gone, did by any chance, like a lawn service come in and put down a weed preventer or a weed killer?
No, I don't have a lawn service. No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Now, these are newly planted this year?
Yeah, they were planted in late May.
Okay. It's possible, especially up against the house. We've had some really hot weather here. I planted some Bradford pears in front of my house and had been taking care of them April and May and June and watering them once a week, and they were doing real well. Then I got busy putting together the garden tour for my house, and I forgot about them. And one of them, I just happened to be weeding nearby, and I looked up, and the plant was wilted, and some of the leaves were beginning to turn brown. And I got out the hose, and I watered the whole bunch of them. And the one that had wilted and had some discoloration, I'm going to guess, lost about 50% of the leaves. But I gave them a good soaking. And then the other day, I mixed up some Miracle-Gro, and I gave each of the tree a 5-gallon bucket full of the solution on them. And I tell you, they looked a heck of a lot better. So what I would do is I would get some liquid fertilizer for shrubbery. What you want is mere acid. Miracle-Gro, which is in a yellow and green box, is more for vegetables, annuals, and perennials. There's a product that's in a blue and silver box called mere acid, and that's more for shrubbery. Rhododendrons, azaleas, boxwood, holly, and I would make up 3, 4, 5 gallons and slowly pour it right over the plant, let it soak into the ground, wait a couple of weeks, do it again, and see if that will bring back some life in that plant. Just pamper it for a while, and it should come back for you as long as the stems have not begun to shrivel. Okay? Thank you, Paula. Don, who's up next?
This is Donald from Massachusetts, who has a question about fall seeding.
Donald, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Morning.
I have a question about it's one of my relatives' lawns. She's had the professionally planted like 3 times in the last 6 years, and like it's in West Roxbury, in, you know, highly urban area.
Right.
And it keeps frying out, and she gives it like I'd say a tuna fish, 1 inch of water a week, or 2 tuna fish, you know. And I'm going to replant it in the fall. What seed would you buy? Something that needs a lot. Pardon me?
One of the best grass seeds that you can find at a lot of garden centers is made by Jonathan Green, and it's called Black Beauty. Now, Black Beauty is a new variety of grass. It's a new hybrid. And when you buy sod is bluegrass, and that will make a root system 6 inches deep, and that's it. Okay? The Jonathan Green Black Beauty will make a root system up to 3 feet deep, and that's major. And that will cut back your watering, make the plant a lot stronger, and it will help you to have a much better lawn. So pick up Black Beauty grass seed, scratch it in, wait until the kids go back to school in September. And I found that you have a much better result growing a grass when things cool off. Right now, it's so hot and it's dry. And sometimes what happens when it's like this is you encourage a lot of crabgrass seed that's been laying dormant to germinate. If you plant it in September and the crabgrass germinates, the first frost you have kills the crabgrass but doesn't hurt the good seed. And any weeds that germinate in September, the first frost kills them and your grass just continues to grow. So for now, enjoy what you've got. But in the fall is actually the best time of the year. Your soil is warm. Your seed will germinate better. The frost will kill the weeds that are there. More rain is available. It's cooler. And it's just a much, much better time. But look for Black Beauty from Jonathan Green. Don, who's up next?
This is Fred from Cape Cod, who has a question about red oak.
Fred, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
My concern is about red oak trees we have on our property. We have quite a few, and they're fairly mature, 25 feet tall and healthy. But this year I've noticed quite a few oozing black, I think it's sap, coming down the bark where it has been split and it's slightly bulged. And I'm wondering if this is a threat to the trees eventually or if it's just a insect that can be handled.
Okay, so the trunk of the tree is cracking?
The bark, where it's smooth on the red oak, is cracking.
Yeah.
It's slightly bulged. And at the bottom of the crack or the bulge is a black streak coming down, which I believe is sap that's oozing out of that area.
Yeah.
And I've taken a knife to try to excise anything that might be in there, but I haven't found anything. I thought I might find some kind of a insect or borer or something like that.
Okay. What I want you to do is go outside when you get a chance, and I want you to take a look and see where the crack is on the trees. If it's on the south or the southwest side of the tree. What happens during the winter is this. The sun comes up and warms up the tree. The air temperature, let's say, is 20 degrees. But the heat of the sun being absorbed into the bark of the tree will warm up the bark to above freezing. The sun stays on that tree. It moves across the sky. When the sun starts to set, the tree that was 33, 34, 35 degrees quickly cools right down. And if this happens day after day after day, it cracks the bark of the tree. And this is something that will, in time, heal itself. What I found that works really good, get a candle. Light the candle. Drip some wax on the crack, and then take your fingers and push the wax into it. That will seal it, and the moisture will stop.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus. Sluggo Plus just made gardening easier. With its new formulation of iron phosphate plus spinosad, Sluggo Plus controls snails and slugs, plus earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus packs a powerful punch and can be used on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. With the added control of 4 pesky garden insects, Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Simply scatter Sluggo Plus pellets evenly around and near the base of the plants to be protected. It remains effective even after rain or sprinkling and can be applied to vegetable gardens up to 3 days before harvest. When it comes to snail and slug control, Sluggo Plus is a gardener's best friend. Plus, you get control of earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, new formulation Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. And again, we want to thank all of you that came up for the garden tour yesterday to benefit the child abuse program in southern Maine. And we want to thank you for coming into our yards, the 9 homes that you visited. And my wife and my kids and I worked really hard. And we want to thank you for spending your Saturday to come and look at all of the work that we've done. And we hope you got some great ideas from it. And, again, thank you so much for coming and helping the child abuse program of Southern Maine. And it was good to see a lot of you and talk with you. Don, who's up next?
This is Jeff from Cape Cod, who has a question about blackberries.
Jeff, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I really enjoy your show. I got a lot of valuable information over the years. Great.
Thank you.
I have two questions. First, I have a blackberry bush down the Cape here that is producing berries. About half of the bush is producing berries, and the other half is, I can tell, it's new growth. I know I have to cut back the those canes that produce the berries this year.
Right.
When do I do that, and what is the fertilizer requirements? Would I use just like Plantone in the fall or do that in the spring?
What I have some raspberries that I just planted last year, and is we pick some of the fruit, and what I was always told is when you pick the last raspberry from the branch, cut the branch right to the ground and
okay.
get rid of it. And then all the new ones are going to be bearing branches the following year. So as soon as you finish picking, you'll see the remains of the berry cluster. Remove that branch and get it out of there. And I use Plantone fertilizer spring and fall. I do it in the fall, usually in early September, to make the plant that much stronger and to help to get it off to a good start in the spring. And then I also fertilize it during mid to late April, early May, something like that, to give it some additional foods so that the plant can make a lot of new growth for the following year, as well as encourage the branches that are going to make the buds to really produce a lot of fruit. And a product like Plantone is slow release, it's all organic, it's all natural, and that's what you want to use on berry bushes. I use Plantone on strawberries, raspberries, grapes. I use it on my fruit trees. The only thing that doesn't get it are blueberries. Blueberries, I use Hollytone because blueberries prefer an acid-type soil, and a rhododendron fertilizer is made on an acid base principle, okay? Now, Jeff, did you have a second question?
Yes, I did, on Rose of Sharon. Mine is just coming into bloom. It's looking terrific, and I know that that I should probably fertilize it in the fall. But what would I use, like a superphosphate, 020 in the fall, and that's it?
Just use Plantone. You don't need to use the phosphorus. Once the plant gets into the mode of really, really flowering, it will make all the flower buds that you want, and all you need to do is to encourage the plant to grow. One thing that I found with Rose of Sharon is in late March, early April, before the new growth starts on it, before the leaves come out, prune it. Even if you're just going to take off an inch off the plant, if you can prune it, you remove the hormone on the very tip of that branch that says, I'm the leader, I'm the boss. And when you remove the leader, that dominant bud, the side buds, an inch, 2, 3, 6 inches below, will compete to become the new leader. And now you end up with 3, 4, 5 or more new branches on that plant. So if you prune back your Rose of Sharon and you cut back 50 branches, even if it's by 1 or 2 inches, those 50 branches can make 5 or 6 new branches. So now you've got 250 new branches coming on that plant. So if you want to make them thicker, you want to make them fuller, and the thicker they are and the fuller they are, that means more blooms. So walk up to the plant in the early spring with some shears and say, I'm doing this for your own good. Give them a little haircut, a little trim, a little bit of Plantone fertilizer, and they'll be absolutely gorgeous. Have a great week, everybody. Enjoy your garden. Again, never water at night. And come and say hello. We're at Lake Street Gardens, Salem, New Hampshire. What a wonderful, wonderful place, and all kinds of sales today. Have a great week, and thank you, Dawn, for your help.